So we are up to the Shar of Avodas HaElokim. We're still talking about the process involved in serving Hashem. We're up to the sixth parak. So it, just to kind of recap a little bit what we were discussing last week, because this really is a segue from last week, we spent a lot of time last week discussing this whole conversation, this whole back and forth between the Nefesh and the Seichel, between our spiritual sides and our intellectual sides, and how the two of them kind of play off of each other. So we're going to be continuing with that now. So Amra HaNefesh, Kvar Aminosi Masha Zacharta Uvamasha Pirashta Dai, Ach Ba'er Li Al Kama Fanim Ani Chayeves B'Tosefes O Avoda Lelokim Yisparach. So the Nefesh comes along and says to the Seichel, I've understood everything you've told me up until now, but now he says, I want to know specifically, what do I need to do in order for, you know, Hashem to find favor with me, in order for Hashem to be pleased with what I'm doing. So Amra HaSeichel, Ki Tosefes O Avoda Al Anosheha Mischalekes Miderech HaKlal V'Haprat B'Tova Alehem, V'HaTova Al HaMedaberim Al Arba'a Inyanim. So the Seichel responds that our obligation of service that we have to show towards Hashem, that is incumbent upon the upon us upon, as human beings, is going to depend generally and specifically on the different benefits that are given when we serve Hashem. And there are essentially four categories of benefits that he is going to discuss. Harishon, the first one is, Tovas Habore HaKoleles Kol HaAdam, is this idea of the universal sense of good that Hashem bestows upon us. V'hu, Hamtziam Achar Shelo Hayu Davar Nimtza, V'hachayosam V'hatova Lohem B'chol Asher Higdamnu Zichro, V'shar HaShinim En HaSefer HaZeh. So the first idea here is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into existence when there was nothing here before. That's the idea of Yesh Me'ayin, that Hashem brought something from nothing. He created us even though there was nothing else in this world. And the very fact that Hashem keeps us alive. V'alkein, Him chayavim la borei sparach avoda choleles, v'yichol ha-toros ha-sichlios asher nahag bahem adam, v'achanoch v'noach uvanav v'iyo v'chavirav, ad yimos Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. So this idea of understanding, of appreciating the fact that Hashem has bestowed all this good upon us, the very fact that we even exist and that we survive, that is something which many people have recognized, right? Adam and Noach and Chanoch and Eov, all these people recognize the fact that we have to thank Hashem for our very existence. Umisha davik bahen kulam avodaso elokim yetiv loha elokim betova miyuchedes mishaar bnei adam v'yiten lo maila yisera va'olam hazeva hagemol hagadol ba'olam haba kemo Avraham shamar loha elokim al tira Avraham anochim agen lach secharecha harbe ma'od. And for example, we have this obligation, right? In other words, if we listen to all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, all of his mitzvos, Hashem will bestow his favor upon us, and more so than other people have had. And for example, we find by Avraham, where Hashem promises Avraham, don't be afraid, I'm going to protect you, and the reward that you're going to get for believing in me and for following my Torah is going to be great. Umisha Yamra Ha'alokim B'Tovosav, and a person in a scenario where a person rebels against Hashem and does not follow his Torah, Yipol Mi Madregas HaMedabrim U'Malosam El Shefel Madregas HaChai She'inu Medaber V'Yadino Kedin HaBehemos Pa'olam Kamo Shekasu V'Oivei Hashem Ki Kar Karim Kalu V'Asham Kalu V'Dino V'Olam Haba Hara She'in L'Malam Mimena Kamo Shekasu Ruchachem Ish Tochalchem. If a person basically decides to rebel against Hashem's Torah and to not follow what it says in Hashem's Torah, he is almost worse than animals, because again, he just does whatever he wants, he acts upon instinct and doesn't do what is expected of him, and he's going to be punished in Olam Haba for that as well. So that's the first idea, is recognizing the good that Hashem has bestowed upon the entire world. But in Hashem, the second idea here, Tovos Abore al Amin Ha'amin V'Uma Men Ha'Umos, Kemo Shehitiv Livnei Yisrael B'Hotziyam Me'aretz Mitzrayim B'Heviyam El Eretz Kenan, B'Chiyavam B'Zeh Avoda Yisera Al Avoda HaRishona, V'Yatoros HaShemios, Achar Shehizir V'Heir Al Atoros HaSichlios. The second category of mitzvos are what we call shimios, right? Mitzvos shimios are those types of things that we were commanded to do. In contrast to mitzvos sichlios, which are simply things that we would have figured out on our own, that we have to do just because it's logical, these are things that you not necessarily figured out on your own, but because Hashem told you to do it, you have to do it. Why do the Jewish people have this additional obligation of mitzvos shimios, of these types of mitzvos, more so than everybody else? The answer is because these types types of mitzvos, these mitzvos shimios, right, are more significant in a sense because they represent the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the fact that Hashem performed these miracles for us with Kriyas Yamsuf and with the Makos. All of these things, all of these miracles that Hashem did, essentially underscore the fact that He made us into a unique nation, and therefore we are obligated to serve Him and to do His mitzvos, even those that don't necessarily make sense to us. And what happened during the story of the Chet HaEgel? Shevet Levi, when they refused to worship the Egel, they essentially said, right, Mila Hashem Eli, Shevet Levi decided to be, you know, to be the only Shevet to be solely dedicated to Hashem, that they were willing to wipe out the rest of Bnei Yisrael for worshiping the Egel. So when they did that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because you accepted me to an even greater degree, Hashem says, I am going to make you the people who are in charge of running the Mishkan, of running the Beis HaMikdash, right? So that was an additional level that was given to them because of their commitment to Hashem. U'mi sheyamra habore yisal lemehem yipol mishtei amaylus ve'yonish b'shnei ha'olamim k'mo shamar ha'chacham v'tov lo yihye lo rasha v'lo ya'arich yamim, right? Whereas if a person rebels against Hashem, if a person decides to not follow the mitzvos, not only will he be punished in Olam Hazeh, but he will also lose his share in Olam Haba. V'ha'inyin ha'shlishi, so now the third category is, Tovosa Elokim al Mishpacha mi Mishpachosa Uma, Kakahuna Ulevia v'zera ha'malucha b'deiz David, v'chiv ha'mal ze avoda yesera. So now we're discussing the notion of specific families or specific groups of people within the Jewish people that have a higher standard, a higher level than everybody else. Specifically, people like the Kohanim, the Levim, the people who come from Malchus Beis David, right, from the kingship, right, they have an additional level of obligation. V'soros ha'kahuna v'ha'levia yaduos u'mivu'aros, Sefer Torah Sal Elokim, Ach Torah Beis David, Kemo Shekasuv Beis David, Ko Amar Hashem, Dinu La Boker Mishpat, Vahatzilu Gazul Miyad Oshik, Mi Shehishlimam Li Ahavatz Ritzon Ha Elokim, Yiyachadeu Akel Ba Tova Ba Olam Hazdeu Va Gemol HaGadol La Olam Haba, Yiyah Nadiv Nivcharo Mori Tzedek, Kemo Shamar HaKasuv Ha Pinchas, Vayamor Pinchas Vayifalel Vateyatzar HaMagifa, Vatechashiv Lo Litzdako Lidur Vador Ad Olam, Vomer Vahakohanim Alviyim Bnei Tzadok, Asher Shamaru Es Mishmeres Mikdashi. The idea here is, when it comes to people from the Kohanim, Levim, or from the Malchus, they are held to a higher standard, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects more of people who are supposed to be holier. So Kohanim and Levim have more of a role in Judaism. They're supposed to take care of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan. The kings, right, the Malachim, they are the ones who are meant to preserve justice. They're the ones who have to make sure that the Sanhedrin is operating properly, that no one is corrupt, that no one is accepting bribes, things of that nature. So because they're held to a higher degree, Hashem expects more of them. Umi shehimra ha'elokim mehem nafal mikol ha'maylos ba'olam hazeh v'yagiel utzar gadol ba'olam haba k'mo shiadata midvar korach v'adah. So this week's parsha, right, because of what happened, right, by, in other words, if you rebel against Hashem, you get demoted, you fall from that position, and you're going to suffer severely in this world and the next, as we see from the story of Korach. That was the whole premise of what happened with Korach. Korach was disputing, right, Moshe and Aaron's claim to the leadership, and he started accusing them of taking all the honor for themselves. And what happened was that Korach and all of his men ended up all falling. They ended up all literally dying in Olam Hazeh, and they also lost their share in Olam Haba. The Indian Haravi, this is the fourth category. Tovas ha'elokim al ish me'ishei v'nei adam, v'siachid ba mishar mishpachto ve'amo ushar hamadabarim, k'navi muvchar o'nagin v'tzavel l'hanhiguma, o'chacham heyer elokim es ruchol v'chachmo svuna ve'itza v'doma lazeh. The fourth category is the good that Hashem bestows upon an individual. Not a nation, not a family, but a specific person that Hashem has singled out to either be a Navi, or to be a leader, or to be a Talmud Chacham. V'al kol tova mehem yischayei ba'avoda yisera le'elokim. And every individual that Hashem has bestowed something specific upon, again, has a higher obligation to serve Hashem. Umisha Hishlima, Masnidos Lochola Tovos Akololos, Vahamiyuchados Baolam, Vyosif Loha Elokim Koach Alehen Vedaspahen, Kemosha Kasuv Nishba Hashem Le David Emes, Lo Yashub Mimena Miperivit Necha Ashes Lechiselach, Im Yeshmeru Vanacha Virisi Veidosi Zoalamedim, Gambene Hamad Yadi Yeshavu Lechiselach, Vahagimola Olamaba, Kemosha Kasuv Luleha Mandi Lerospetuva Shem Be'eretz Chaim. the idea here is that if a person dedicates themselves to Hashem and Hashem has given you a certain status over other people as an individual, you are obligated to follow in that path, and you have to make sure to uphold that obligation or that sense that Hashem has granted you, that reward that Hashem has given you. And if you do so, your reward in Olam Haba will be great. The idea is that if you are a person who Hashem selected to be unique from everybody else, but you abuse that power, you essentially misused it, then your punishment is going to be so much more severe. This is the story behind what happened to Nadav and Avihu. Right? Nadav and Avihu, right, if you look in the Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, right after they were killed, Hashem says to Aaron, Bikrovai Ekadesh, I sanctify myself with those who are close to me. So that means that Nadav and Avihu were people of a certain stature. In fact, as the Gemara points out, Rashi quotes this from the Gemara, Nadav and Avihu were fit to be leaders of Klal Yisrael. They were even, in a sense, greater than Moshe and Aaron. The problem was that they tried to take over power for themselves. They didn't care about what was going on around them. They tried to, usurp the throne, to take over power for themselves. And because they abused their stature, that's why their punishment was so severe, both in Olam Hazeh as well as in Olam Haba. The more that Hashem gives you, the more you have to serve Him. So basically, we know, for example, when it comes to the mitzvah of separating truma and maaser, giving certain amounts of grain for to the kohanim and the levim, it just depends on the amount that you have, right? So the more grain that a person owns, the more he has to give for truma and maaser, right? The less you have, the less you have to give. So in other words, the idea here is that the more that a person has, whether in this context, the more that you have spiritually, the more that Hashem has given you, the higher Hashem is basically holding you to a higher degree, to a higher standard. So, for example, there are certain people who physically cannot perform certain mitzvahs, right? A person who does not have a son cannot perform the mitzvah of giving a bris milah to his son. A person who does not have a son can't fulfill the mitzvah of teaching his son Torah. A person who is physically, let's say, who's paralyzed, so cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, of going up to the Beis HaMikdash, because a person who's paralyzed is pater from that mitzvah. A person who's physically ill, who's sick, also can't fulfill certain mitzvahs, right? So every person is going to be limited based on their physical, on their physical well-being. If a person is blessed by Hashem to have all of his, health, have all their health about them, to be physically, well, to be healthy, you have to express that appreciation to Hashem by serving Him even more, right? In other words, in contrast to the person who is unable to serve Hashem because they're sick, because they're paralyzed, because whatever, you who Baruch Hashem do not have those issues, should have to now go out of your way to serve Hashem to an even greater degree. He says every time that throughout our history that a tzaddik was granted something good from Hashem, it always made them nervous for two reasons. The first reason is because because they were afraid they would not properly express their hakaras hatov to Hashem for the good that he gave them. But the second more relevant one for what we're talking about right now is the fact that they were afraid that any good that Hashem would bestow upon them in this world would mean that they would lose out in Olam Haba. Right? This idea comes up many places in the Gemara, where we find, for example, with Yaakov Avinu, where Yaakov was nervous that because Hashem was doing all these good things for him, that it was going to somehow impact his share in Olam Haba. So Omra HaNefesh, so the Nefesh now responds to the Seichel. Kvar havi nosi masha zacharta, ve'ineni motza es atzmi cholo l'shalim chovos ha-borei al tovo sova kololos ha-medabrim, kol shekei masha yichid osif ho-mehem. So he says, I've already come to the conclusion, right, that I am not able to thank Hashem properly for all the good that he has done. And he says that if I decide that I want to try and pay back what Hashem has done, right? He says when I want to do what Hashem expects me to do, then all these good things are going to happen. And when I want to thank Hashem and express my gratitude for all of the good things that He has done for me, right, for all of the greatness that He has done for me. Sorry, can someone just let me tell him? She's asking for the link. Sorry, 1 second. Did anyone let her in? Yes? No?
I think you have the...
I don't...
You can only let her in.
Right? I don't see her. I mean, I don't see her name here. 1 second. I'll just post it again. Okay. Fine. So, yeah. Okay. So he basically is saying like this, that you have to properly express your gratitude to Hashem for everything that He has done. Right, it says, "Uchesha'ani al haderach hazeh ba'avodasi v'hoda asi leilokai mi'mir hakavana habrura lechovas tovaso ich agia l'shalim she'ar avodaso atovosov hamiyuchados va'ani tsuricha she'toreni ma she'ani chayeves bo'alein me'avodaso elokim alamiyot she'ehiya re'uya l'hasmadasan." So basically, the nefesh is saying to the seichel, and more broadly to Hashem, that, you know, how am I going to be able to properly express my gratitude to Hashem? So the nefesh says, I want you, the seichel, to teach me, you know, the bare minimum of what it is that I need to say in order to properly express my hakaras hatov. So Amar HaSeichel, Ma shehisra'amt mimir kavanaseich v'avodaseich v'huda aseich l'elokayich, v'chi devrei fich devrei modeh, v'kavanaseich v'hem kavanas mevakesh, v'libeich lehusif al hatova v'lishol hasmadasa, hum ibnei shalosh midos. So the Seichel responds back to the Nefesh and says that there are really three different factors or three different issues that need to be contended with here. Hamida ha'achas, rova ha'vaseichas nafsheich, v'chavtseich l'mshocha ni'imos eileha, v'lo sifsi'i psiyo la'avodas ha'kel v'lo lezulasa, ela shekavanaseich ba lehis aneig bahana'os. The first is what we call excessive self-love, this desire that you should only pursue things that are enjoyable to you, that give you physical pleasure, that everything you do is only in pursuit of yourself. So you have to really make sure that a person does not fall into this trap where they only do things for themselves, or they're only trying to do things to, you know, to enhance their own physical pleasures. He says the second problem is that you don't realize how much kindness Hashem has bestowed upon you, right? Because you think that the only way you're going to get hit, you're going to be zocha to Hashem's kindness is if you daven for it. But the truth is that Hashem has bestowed this kindness upon you without you even realizing it, right? And then he says, if you were to, you know, distance yourself from this mindset, then you would be serving Hashem in the proper way. Everything you would be doing, you know, in the service of Hashem would be done appropriately. V'hamida hashlish is the third reason. She'enich makeres es atzmich v'lo inyan hanhagaseich. V'at ro He says that the third problem is that you don't know how to act. You don't know how to conduct yourself. You think that you deserve the greatest things from Hashem, and you never stop asking Hashem for them. And when you get something, so now you want something even more. You want something even better than what you got before. So you're never going to be satisfied that way. If you served Hashem for the right reasons, you would never only serve him because you want to get something more out of him. You would serve him because you think it's the right thing to do. Right? It's impossible that you're not going to get what you want if you just serve Hashem for the right reasons. But if you're doing it for ulterior motives, for ulterior reasons, then ultimately you're not going to get what Hashem what you want, because every time you want something more, so Hashem continuously is going to keep shutting you down, saying, why do you keep asking for all these greater and more significant things? Okay.